This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD CEO Deborah Johnson joined transit executives from across the country today in calling for more federal aid to keep buses and trains moving. She says RTD is facing a $140 million deficit next year.
I am, along with my colleagues, urging Congress to act now. Let's cross the aisles and send us a transit lifeline to be the partner to keep our nation moving.
RTD plans to lay off hundreds of employees. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse praised the work of Colorado firefighters and first responders during this year's devastating fire season. He spoke on the floor of the House today about more than half a million acres burned across the state.
For months, our firefighters and first responders have worked around the clock to save lives, save homes, and to protect our communities. We know this work is not easy, especially in the midst of a pandemic.
Neguse and others are trying to include firefighting resources in any additional coronavirus relief package. The state has requested federal assistance for vineyards hurt by the fall crops freeze. The Daily Sentinel reports Governor Polis asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to issue a disaster declaration. A massive freeze hit vineyards in Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties at the end of October. The request includes access to emergency loans from the federal government. You're listening to CPR News.